tax delinquent auctions. Let's talk about that real quick. I have a question that came in here, and I felt compelled that we should talk about this. I don't think we've really talked much about tax. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. Let's talk about tax delinquent auctions. Let's talk about that real quick. I have a question that came in here, and I felt compelled that we should talk about this. I don't think we've really talked much about tax delinquent auctions here on this channel. We have talked about tax delinquent as a source of leads for real estate wholesale as a business model, but I don't think we've really dug in a little bit deep. So I have a quote here that I'm gonna share with you. The question here is an elaborate question, actually. The question goes, so the property tax delinquent auction is coming up soon. Let's see here. Question, what if I have a seller who wants to sell and his property is on the auction list to be auctioned off and he only owes $3,000? I've got him under contract, but the auction is before closing. How do I keep his house from going to auction other than paying the $3,000 cash out of my pocket, which I don't want to do for obvious reasons? Another source of great real estate wholesale deals are tax delinquents. You've heard me say that. You probably heard other gurus say that. And that's a reason why somebody would be, you know, so while somebody would be talking to somebody that owes taxes, that has back payments on taxes and stuff like that. Just in case you're not familiar, by the way, we're talking about real estate wholesale here. Real estate wholesale is basically the heart and the science of finding deeply discounted properties, locking these properties under contract at very, very low discounted prices, and taking that piece of paper, that contract, and then selling it to other people for a fee. That's real estate wholesale for you. And it's a very lucrative business if you turn that to a business. If you're stuck on it as a one-on-one type of deal, you will get frustrated out of business. The business like any other business, which means you have to learn how to market, okay? One of the types of people you market to, well, in general, you market to distressed homeowners. An example of a distressed homeowner is somebody who owes property taxes. So in America, you have property taxes. That's just, so you never really truly own your property free and clear. You have to keep paying, even after you finish paying mortgages on it, you have to keep paying taxes on it to the city. And by nature, it's adjustable. Basically, they can come turn around next year and say, hey, your taxes last year was $7,000 every year. This year is going to be $12,000. That can happen anytime. Maybe not such a big jump, but it happens. You know, taxes are increasing. Sometimes it goes a little bit less, but this is money that goes towards the city to help you take care of things like sewage, you know, city workers and stuff like that, to basically provide social amenities for the city, right? So that's where the money goes, right? So if you don't pay that money on time, eventually your name is gonna go in tax delinquent list, right? And there are different type of tax collection processes in different states. There are some that are called tax deeds and some are called tax liens, right? So in tax lien states, the way they recoup their money back if you don't pay is they sell what they call a tax lien certificate to other investors. And that investor will basically have a certificate that says you owe them money now because they already paid the city, right? In tax deed states, the only way the city will get to collect their money is by actually foreclosing on your property. It's the same thing. Investors get to foreclosing tax deeds or tax lien certificates. Basically, it comes down to the same thing. They foreclose on your property if you don't pay these taxes. So as investors, one of the types of leads you can go after, because it's public record as well, is basically tax delinquents, people that owe taxes, okay? So that's why this gentleman would want to go, will be dealing with somebody who owes money on their taxes, right? So with that being said, let's go through that question line by line and then dissect what you would have to deal with if you decide to go after tax delinquents, right? So it says, question, what if I have a seller who wants to sell and his property is on the auction list to be auctioned off and he only owes $3,000? So the $3,000 is a very significant number, right? $3,000, what's the property worth? You need to know what it's worth. You need to know the condition of the property, how much repair is going to be needed to bring the property up to speed, bring the property up to a place where you can sell it for retail price, right? And what is the ideal retail price in that area? Like in the last 6 months, right, within 1 mile radius of the property, what are properties selling for? You need to know that number and compare it to what they owe, $3,000. If it's more than what they owe, right, then that means they have equity. That means it's worth it for you to just pay them that $3,000 and then you have a property. Let's say, for example, it's worth $13,000 and then they owe only $3,000 and all they want is just the $3,000. You pay that $3,000, you now have a piece of property that's worth $10,000. That's $7,000. For me personally, if we're in America, that's not enough space. You know, you get to a certain level, so low, the threshold is not good enough. But based on the percentage, you now own a property that's worth $10,000 for $3,000. That's a good deal, right? So I've got him under contract, but the auction is before closing. Well, if you got him under contract and that number, that $3,000 is good, then you shouldn't have any problem giving them the $3,000 before the auction happens. You can have a title company if you're really concerned about title company, which should be maybe the only major concern, to make sure that title is clear off of other liens. You can have a title company do like a speed work. You pay them a little bit of a fee for doing the speed work and then you close quickly, right? You have somebody, if it's actually a deal, right? So how do I keep his house from going to auction other than paying the $3,000 cash out of pocket? Well, if it's really, really a concern, you don't want to pay $3,000 out of pocket right away, or you don't have an end buyer that can pay out of pocket right away, then the only next feasible solution is to call the city that's about to foreclose on them, the city or the county, depending on how the state is structured. You give them a call and say you need an extension, and they will ask you for authorization to release. You need authorization to talk to you from the homeowner, and then you can, they probably, like here in New Jersey, they charge I think $30, something like that, to get a 2 weeks extension, and you can get that extension twice. That means a total of 4 weeks extension. That's more than enough to do title work. If it's actually a deal, that's more than enough to find a buyer, okay, that's interested, if it's actually a good deal, right? And then you can close. But if it's not a good deal, it's completely pointless to go after all that process. So the first step is to make sure that it's a deal. The first step is to make sure that the $3,000 is actually a good deal. Then the second step is, if you really need time for title work, you simply file an extension. The city or the county will ask you for a sales contract showing that you're already in escrow, right? And they will give you an extension because you're in escrow, you're about to close on the deal. They will give you that all day long. They will give you more time. They will even give you more time. I'm hearing myself so loud, so my words are a little sloppy until I get used to this, okay? All right, so that's how that works. All right, so two things that you should make sure it's a deal. That's number one. Number two, get an extension from foreclosure tax sales department of the city or county. They will give it to you. They will need you to show that it's an escrow, meaning there's a sales contract, right? And they will ask you for a $30, $20 fee for the extension or something like that. Those are the two steps you can take right now. The other step you can take is, you don't need an extension. You have a buyer that's ready to go. It's a really, really good deal. You go to close in cash, right? If you can't do any of those, it's probably not a deal. You're probably not talking to a motivated seller. The $3,000 is probably not a good deal. You're probably in the slums and it's just not a good deal. You might as well just let it go to foreclosure, you know. Because of a $3,000 property, honestly, any area in the United States of America where they're selling property for $3,000, it's not like it's not possible to find a deal. I just look at it sideways. I'll be a little bit careful. It's usually a sign that people are not migrating into that city, which is a negative sign for investment purposes. All right. So that's what I have for you on this episode. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. If you're brand new here, make sure you go to Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. and go download this. You can go get this for free. It's a free book, 300 pages, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. That's where you go to grab that. And if you go there right now, I'll give you this as well for free with it. It's my brand new book. It's Real Estate Money Secrets. You can go get that also for free in the same spot. Real Estate Money Secret, that's smartrealestatewholesaling.com. Hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. Please like this video, subscribe, share this video, do all of that, you know. Come back, you know, we have tons of video up here that you can learn this game completely. You can learn this game right here on this channel completely, all right? We'll see you on the next episode. Peace.